الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the silsila, the Islamic lifestyle. And as you know, we are discussing different aspects that affect the life of a Muslim. So please do stay tuned right to the end. Before we get into our wonderful topic of discussion, please do make good intentions. Always remember the beautiful hadith, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay. Make those good intentions today. Make them now, in fact, that I'm watching the silsila, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well. Remember the beautiful narration of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, famous Sahabi, that capture knowledge by writing it down. And as they say in English, ink is the best memory. I hope your notebooks are out, your pens are out, so that you can record, you can jot down the important Madani pearls and always refer to them at a later stage. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, there are countless of benefits, blessings and bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Paak, salawat, or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved Master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As it is mentioned in a beautiful narration, that the person who recites Durood or Salat 1,000 times every day will not die until he sees his place in Jannah, in paradise. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Don't we also want to be included amongst these privileged people? Then we know what to do. Instead of engaging in unnecessary conversations, useless activities that have no true benefit for us, engage in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Engage in the recitation of Durood-e Paak and Salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama ikram, the honorable scholars of Islam, have mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal will show this fortunate person their place in Jannah, in paradise, through a dream. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, today we are going to touch on the topic, something that we all need to do constantly, and that is constant repentance, always seeking the forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, always begging Allah Azza wa Jal for His forgiveness. Because look, the reality is, we know ourselves, we know our shortcomings, we have defects, we make mistakes. You know, insan is from nisyan, which means to forget. We forget, we make mistakes. The important thing is to identify these mistakes and come back to repenting in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned in the famous Tafsir Siratul Jinan, published by Maktabatul Madina, which is the bookshop and publications department of Dawud Islami, that the Ummah, or the nation of Sayyiduna Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, lived in a place called Nainawa, an area of Mosul. They were indulged in disbelief, in polytheism as well. Allah Azza wa Jal sends a wahi, a revelation to Nabi Yunus alayhi salam to deliver to these people. And he alayhi salam tells them that it's better for you to believe in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. But they refuse. They don't listen to this great prophet of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam informs them that punishment is heading towards them. They discuss this with each other, that Yunus alayhi salam has never spoken a lie. He's never said anything false. So if he alayhi salam stays here tonight, then there's no danger. But if he alayhi salam leaves this place tonight, then this means there will be punishment sent upon us. Allahu Akbar. When night falls, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam leaves that place, and now signs of punishment start appearing in the early morning. A dark and terrifying cloud appears in the sky. A lot of smoke covers the entire city. After witnessing this, they realize that this must be the torment of Allah Azza wa Jal upon us. They go and search and look for Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, but they don't find him anywhere. Now they become terrified. What do? They round up their families, they round up their animals as well, their children, etc. And they head towards the jungle. They wear thick clothing and they sincerely repent for their sins. And they say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we are believers, we are Muslims, we believe in your Prophet, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. They begged, they cried for the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Saying this, they embraced the deen of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, since all of them sincerely repented and got rid of their sins, they repented of their sins and made a firm intention and promise not to commit those sins in the future, they were forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. They returned each other's possessions. If they had usurped anybody's property, if they had forcibly taken anything from anybody, they returned it. It is mentioned in the narration, even if a stone was taken from somebody's property and it was used to build somebody's house, he demolished that, took out that stone and returned it to the owner. To this extent, Allahu Akbar. And since they made sincere dua of forgiveness, they repented, they accepted the deen of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Azza wa Jal had mercy upon them, showed them mercy, answered their du'as by granting them forgiveness, and salvation and protection against his punishment. Allah, Allah, subhanallah Azza wa Jal. A motivation for you and I, that no matter where we are in our lives, no matter how deep we are in sinning, in bad habits, in sinning in different kinds of ways, it's not too late. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal is waiting for us to turn towards Him in repentance, in sincere repentance. Now keep in mind something. At-tawbah, repentance has certain conditions. If we expect or if we desire our repentance to be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned that firstly we need to acknowledge that we have done wrong. We must admit that I have done, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I have done wrong. I have committed A, B, C sins, etc. We must have an extreme sense of regret, nadamat, regret and remorse for having done those sins in the past. And we must make a firm intention to abandon those sins and not to commit them in future. These are some of the conditions. In that case, if a person does this for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, then through the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive that person. Our leader, our master, Al Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, has mentioned that true repentance means to immediately abandon the sin, feeling deep regret and remorse and having that worry for disobeying Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and also making a firm intention in the heart not to commit that sin again and finding out every possible way to compensate for that sin. Now, the repentance of different sins is different. For example, if we have violated the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, if we have not fulfilled our duties to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, for example, performing Salah, if we haven't performed our Salah, if we did not calculate our zakah properly, or we just gave it to anybody, we didn't investigate and give it to the recipients who are allowed to collect zakah, if we had enough funds and we have good help, but we did not undertake the journey of Hajj, if it became compulsory and wajib upon us, if we did not fulfill each other's rights, etc. And that is hukukul ibad. But hukukul Allah, salah, zakah, fasting, Ramadan, these kind of ibadat. If we did not fulfill it, we must fulfill it. We have to read those, perform those qada salahs. Qada salahs of how many salahs we had missed. How many fasts of Ramadan we had missed. We have to fulfill that in terms of qada, or fulfilling the missed fast and the salah as well. Zakah, we need to calculate all those years that we didn't calculate properly, or we did not discharge our zakah, and we were sahibun nisab, we were possessors of zakah, subhanallah azza wa jal. And after that, we must also make tawbah to Allah azza wa jal, ask Allah for forgiveness if we violated somebody's rights. Now this falls under hukukul ibad, the rights of the people. If we usurped somebody's property, if we took something away from somebody, if we hurt somebody, whether physically, verbally, emotionally, psychologically, we must ask for maaf. We must apologize sincerely to them and beg them to forgive us. Only then will Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us. We must return properties or whatever possessions that belong to others, return it to them, ask them for forgiveness, and then ask Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla for forgiveness as well. The glorious Quran has mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 39. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فَمَنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Then whoever repents after his injustice and amends, then Allah will turn to him with his mercy, and certainly Allah is forgiving, merciful. It's not too late. Sincerely turn to Allah Azza wa Jal in repentance, and then Allah Azza wa Jal will turn to us with his mercy. Regarding this beautiful verse, it is mentioned that repentance is an extremely wonderful thing. No matter how major the sin is, if one repents sincerely, then Allah Azza wa Jal forgives his right and grants that person who repented, grants that person salvation and protection from his punishment in the hereafter. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. If you pick up your hands and you beg Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness and you cry, if you cannot cry, then behave like one who is crying, but be sincere. This itself is a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal, that we have the ability to repent in His court. Allah Azza wa Jal has given us an ability to turn to Him and to cry and ask for forgiveness. It is mentioned in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Tahrim, verse 8.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. O believers, turn towards Allah in such a way that it may become an admonition for the future. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. In this beautiful verse, the word nasuh means pure, because Allah Azza wa Jal is free from any and every impurity. When the second Khalifa of Islam, the second successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was asked about true repentance, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, it means that a person repents of his bad deed in such a way that he never commits that sin again. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated that Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala an humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is tawbatan nasuha? The beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it means that a person feels ashamed of his sin. that was committed. He then seeks forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal and then never returns to that sin, such as milk does not return to the udder of the cow. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyiduna Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, by making tawbatan nasuha, all sins are forgiven. Kya baat-e Madinah ki, subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It's mentioned that if your evil makes you ashamed, and the good, the little good that you're doing makes you a little bit happy, then you have faith. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The glorious Quran mentions in Surah An-Nisa, verse 17, translation from Kanzul Iman, the repentance whose acceptance has been undertaken by Allah with His own grace is only for those who do evil ignorantly and then again repent soon after. Allah turns toward such people with His mercy, and Allah is knowing, wise. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This, all of these Quranic ayat and ahadith and aqwal and sayings of the pious predecessors, the pious ones, are for our encouragement, our motivation to say enough is enough. I need to repent right now. Don't wait for tomorrow, because you don't know if tomorrow will come. As I say, tomorrow never comes. When our time will be up, when, we don't know. When, how, where, etc., we don't know, but this is a guarantee that we are going to leave this world. And why not leave this world by first making tawbah, by first repenting in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Our beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, whoever likes that his book of deeds should make him happy, then he should increase istighfar in it. He should increase his repentance to Allah Azza wa Jal. Another wonderful hadith for our motivation, التَّائِبُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ. Subhanallah. The one who sincerely repents is like one who did not commit that sin at all. One who sincerely repents is like the person who didn't commit that sin at all. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Another beautiful hadith that is thought-provoking as well. When Iblis, this is the name also of Shaitan, Satan, the cursed and humiliated one, when he said, O my Lord, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I take an oath on your honor. I will continue to incite your bondsmen as long as their souls are in their bodies. Allah Azza wa Jal replied, by my honor and glory, I will continue to forgive them so long as they beg forgiveness from me. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The great Sayyiduna Abu Hamid, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has said, indeed, the heart gets dark when a sin is committed, and the recognition of darkness in the heart is that one does not feel any trouble when sinning. It doesn't affect the person. There is no feeling ashamed or regret or feeling bad that I'm doing a sin. This is one of the signs of darkness in the heart. Allahu Akbar. And he further says that that person is not privileged to become obedient, and advice doesn't affect that person in any way. And he says, you do not consider any sin as minor. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Now think about this. How many times when maybe we are doing something, maybe in private, in secrecy, we're doing something wrong, but there's no shame in it. Allahu Akbar. That is a sign of darkness in the heart, where nasiha, where advice doesn't affect that person. That person is truly unfortunate. May Allah Azza wa Jal not make us from amongst those who are unfortunate. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The great scholar, the great waliullah, especially of the Chishtiyah silsila, Sayyiduna Khaja Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was going through the market area, and having seen him, people, they flocked towards him, they gathered around him, And they humbly said, Huzur, O our Master, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the various Quran, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Translation from Kanzul Iman, make dua to me, supplicate to me, I shall answer your dua, I shall answer your supplication. We have been making dua for so long, for ages, but we don't see its acceptance. Sayyiduna Khwaja Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has said, your heart has become dead because of certain things. And he gave them some advice that purify your heart, enliven your heart, because your hearts have become dead. How? Listen carefully. Perhaps we are afflicted by some of these spiritual diseases. Allahu Akbar. He says, you believe in Allah Azza wa Jal as the creator, as the owner of your life, of everything of yours, but you do not fulfill the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. You do not obey Him. You recite the glorious Quran, but you don't act upon the teachings of the Holy Quran. You claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but you don't act upon the Sunnah. You claim to be the enemy of Satan, but you become his followers. You would like to go to Jannah, to paradise, but you don't perform those deeds, those good deeds to attain paradise. You admit that you fear Jahannam, you fear hell, but you perform those deeds which will make you fall into Jahannam. You believe that death is a guarantee, a certainty. Even then, you don't prepare for it. You are busy finding faults with others, but you conceal your own faults. You consume the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, but you don't thank Him. You lower your dead bodies of your near ones, your dear ones, your loved ones, with your own hands. Even then, you don't take any lesson from that. Now think to yourself, how can your du'as be answered? My dear viewers and listeners of Madaneen Channel, that question is for you and I. How can our du'as be answered when we are also guilty of the above, those Madani pearls of advices, those thought-provoking Madani pearls, many of it, we are guilty of that. We believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. What are we doing? Are we obedient to Him and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or are we obedient to Shaitan, Satan, the cursed and humiliated one, and to our nafsul ammara, those desires that pull us towards fulfilling evil desires? We love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much of the sunnah have I brought in my life? We fear Jahannam, but are we doing those things that are taking us close to Jahannam? We want paradise. Are we doing those things which take us to paradise? Allahu Akbar. We enjoy the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even this eye is a blessing, this ear, this mind, this intellect, this tongue to speak, these hands to hold, these feet to walk, are all bounties and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Are we using them or are we abusing them? A serious question to ask ourselves. Look at yourself in front of the mirror and ask yourself, am I obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal? Am I obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. I will be accountable for every single thing that I say and do in this world. Because today is the day of action, not accountability. And on the day of judgment, that will be the day of accountability, not action. We have a chance now. Why not plant the seeds of good deeds so that we can harvest them in the hereafter? As the beautiful narration mentions, الدُّنْيَا مَزْرَعَةُ الْآخِرَةِ. This world is a farm for your hereafter. And the honorable scholars of Islam mentioned that, what are we planting in this field? Like how when we plant an apple seed, we can't expect bananas or oranges. Similarly, if we are planting evil deeds in the farm of this world, the harvest will be pain and punishment and Jahannam in the hereafter. If you want the blessings in the hereafter, if you want the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want to be admitted into paradise, into Jannah, which has eternal blessings and bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal, we need to act now. We need to be good farmers. We need to be intelligent farmers and plant good deeds, good actions in the farm of this world, so that we harvest goodness in the hereafter as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A beautiful hadith mentions that the example of the person who was first occupied with evils and then started performing good deeds is like the one who is clothed in tight armor, which is strangling him. When he performs a good deed, then one of those chains, they are removed, they fall down. When he performs another good deed, another chain is removed, and he continues to perform good deeds until all the chains are removed and the tight armor falls off from his body onto the ground. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, the beautiful verse of the Holy Quran mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Translation, indeed, Allah loves those who constantly repent and are constantly purified. It's one thing to say, I love Allah. And imagine that Allah Azza wa Jalla says, I love you. Whom does Allah Azza wa Jalla love? One of those people is the one who constantly repents. It must be a constant thing that we must, if we do an evil thing by error, by mistake, follow it up with a good deed. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned in Al-Musnad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal that perform good deeds abundantly, as much as you can, as the nur, the light of good deeds, it overpowers the darkness of sins. Now, this is a beautiful hadith that pointing towards this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, اِتَّبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. Perform a good deed, after performing a sin that happens in error, it will erase it. So if we do commit any sin, any wrongdoing, by mistake, and thereafter we follow it up with a good deed, a good action, then by the will of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, it will remove that sin, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So let's become good investors, wise and intelligent investors, and invest for our akhirah, our hereafter. Because you and I are sent into this world for nothing but to prepare for the grave and the hereafter. Because the grave, the qabr, that's the first manzil, the first stage of the hereafter. Let's prepare now. And we need the constant reminder. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Dawud Islami is helping us, assisting us, supporting us in creating facilities, madani activities, creating platforms where we are constantly gaining knowledge of Islam, authentic knowledge of Islam, and there's a constant motivation towards practicing the Sunnah, being obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, being obedient to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, fulfilling our duties towards each other, practically implementing the teachings of the glorious Quran, and constantly there's a reminder to refrain from sins. If there's one thing you want to hate, hate sinning. Hate wrong, hate evils, hate bad deeds. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. If we can create this mentality, this mindset, each and every Muslim out there, we will see a change, a positive change in our lives, in our families, our children, and in our societies at large. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to understand this and to practice upon this with good intentions for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ameen, bijahin Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't forget, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islam, the way of life, it's a mercy from Allah. It's a mercy from Allah.